Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. You're going to be glad you did because we got a new friend. Michael Anderson is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Michael is Vice President of Business Development for Enterprise Software Solutions, Enterprise with an I. And he's here to talk to us about what we need to be thinking about from a standpoint of our information technology infrastructure, what small to medium businesses should be working on, what we should be thinking about. Michael, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here, as always. One of the things that that's really exciting to me about being in business these days is there are so many more solution opportunities for growing a business than just hiring more people.
Absolutely.
There are efficiencies that we can have. I mean, some things, you know, Nesbitt said it 25 years ago, we can buy all the high tech we want, but we're still going to want high touch. So we're always going to have human beings delivering this stuff. But you know, 25 years ago, Michael, if you wanted to grow your business, you were thinking more people. Almost everything was more people. Today, if you're thinking about growing a business, you can probably think about technology and more, and people less, new people less. What do you think?
Absolutely. You know, good people always are really what makes a business run. There's no question of that. But the reality is if you're not thinking about how you're going to automate your business, you're probably going to be behind in the game.
Yeah. Well, this is what's exciting to me about being an entrepreneur in the 21st century is I can scale my business. I can grow it to a point where, you know, where we can be successful for all the stakeholders involved, but I don't have to hire as many people as Bill Gates had to grow Microsoft or as Henry Ford had to do. I mean, they had to have a lot of people to accomplish their goal. More and more small businesses are growing into medium businesses with a lot fewer people, and it all depends on your attitude about technology, isn't it?
Absolutely, and yeah, you're absolutely right. The technology has come so far in the last 25 years, as you mentioned. I mean, you know, 15 years ago, there were a lot of systems out there, a lot of good business software systems, and the problem with them was that they kind of did what they did, and you kind of had to move your business around how the software was structured, and software has just come so far in the last few years. You know, it's now possible to have, one single fully integrated solution to run your entire business.
Well, all right. So, what do those look like when you talk about that? Now, I see a lot of most small business owners, Michael, as you know, operate in peer-to-peer environments. Would you agree with that?
Peer-to-peer from a networking standpoint.
Most small businesses have peer-to-peer networks, meaning there's a PC on every desk, and maybe they communicate, you know, over the networks to some degree, but typically, you know, it's not like most small businesses don't have a server environment, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, that may be true, depending on the size of the business. But, you know, networking has become so simple and straightforward over the last few years. I mean, it's not unusual for a small business to have a simple little Linksys router, for example.
That's pretty common too. But still, it's a Linksys router doesn't give you the power of a server to share applications.
Absolutely. What I was getting at more is just the fact that, you know, because you can communicate, you can kind of treat each other's desktop in certain scenarios as a server.
Right, right,
and
exactly.
And have centralized storage or a centralized application.
So talk to us about some ideas that you have about how small business owners can take their information technology applications to the next level from where they are right now.
Sure. You know, the biggest thing really that we've been seeing as a bit of a trend is that there are so many small businesses that have different applications running different pieces of their business. So they might have an application running on their desktop that's helping them track their sales opportunities. Or they may be using an application over the web, but then they've got something entirely different that's running their you know, their bookkeeping and or tracking any inventory they might have and so forth.
And the general ledger, their general ledger and all that, and they're not integrated, are they?
Absolutely. And, you know, that's a big time waster. And, you know, sometimes the temptation is to just simply add more people because we see, well, we need more people to be able to manage the data going from spot A to spot B, when in reality, you know, the newer systems out on the market really offer you opportunities to have full integration from one to the other.
I remember many years ago when one of the big industries out there was people creating industry-specific integrated systems that would, you know, if you were in the paper supply business or the electrical supply business or whatever your you know, manufacturing of some particular industry, somebody created a standalone system. It was very expensive. That was just for the application of that you were operating in your industry, but today we've got the same kind of power that works cross industry, cross platform, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the reality is there's still a lot of vertical market solutions out on the market. There's a ton of them, but unfortunately, what you get is you get a company that specializes in a specific industry, and they may be experts in that. But when it comes to managing your business as a whole, they may not necessarily be experts in that, and so oftentimes you end up trying to integrate into another system.
Right.
But with the software solutions on the market today, you really have the opportunity to be able to have a good, strong platform, if you will, that can be customizable and flexible, so you can easily adapt that to your specific industry.
Another thing those vertical applications have in common is they're pretty expensive.
Yeah, absolutely. The expertise comes at a cost.
Yeah. Whereas some of the more general programs that integrate customer management systems and in the accounting, the general ledger and all that, inventory tracking and all that, some of those more general ones are you know, may not give you as much customization, but they're a lot less expensive and therefore more available to the average small business.
Yeah, you know, technology has really come down in price. I mean, it's true in almost any market, and the reality is that software is a lot more affordable than it used to be, and there are still, of course, the big players out there who charge an arm and a leg for their software. But you know, the competition is rampant in the marketplace,
right,
and that drives costs down. So it's a lot more affordable for small business owners to have fully integrated systems. And to that point, getting out on the web, there's a lot of software out there that can help people easily get onto the internet.
That's one of the things I want to talk about when we come back. Is software as a service, as well as you know, having it owning the software on your own hard drive. Two different ways of looking at this. We'll get Michael to help us with that. And also, we're going to talk about what are some of the key components of this kind of program that he's been talking about. We'll do that after these messages. 20 after, Michael Anderson is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for staying with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Hope you use them to your advantage. The Small Business Advocate site is brand spanking new website. Same URL we've had for 11 years, but the site is brand new. Hope you'll check it out and use it. We built it just for you. Michael Anderson is our guest. Michael is Vice President of Enterprise Software Solutions. That's Enterprise with an I, and that's EnterpriseSolutions.com, right, Michael?
Yep, or EnterpriseSuite.com would work as well.
Tell us a little bit about your company.
Sure. We are a software company. Our mission statement is to be the leader in platform-driven e-business applications, which would include ERP, which is kind of your accounting or your back office functionality, and CRM or customer relationship management, which is also you know, your sales management on the front of the house. And, you know, our company has been around for about 4.5, 5 years. We're an international company. We have distribution channels in the U.K. and Australia,
free,
here in the
free U.S. Prepackaged systems that a company like mine could buy and install?
Absolutely.
Yep. Without a lot of back and forth from your company, just basically buy the software and put it on and start using it?
Yeah, it is a robust system, though, and I want to be upfront with people about that. It would require having a centralized location to put the application.
A server.
But we do have a server or even a robust desktop would work just fine.
Yeah.
And you know, we have we certainly have great support options, and we help people install if they have any issues. But it's a fairly
it's not considered a vertical application, is it?
No.
Meaning industry specific.
No. Matter of fact, one of the things we pride ourselves on is the flexibility of the platform, so that people can customize it for their business going forward.
And folks, the reason I'm asking these questions, folks, as you talk to Michael's organization and maybe his competitors, these are the kinds of questions you ought to ask them. And Michael, I want to ask you about what you consider to be some of the key applications of a fully integrated software program.
Sure. Well, one thing is just having one centralized location to pull your data from. You don't need to have a separate application to house your sales management and your office or your inventory management anymore. You can have a fully integrated solution that allows you to have one single comprehensive view of your customer, both what's happened in the past, but also then what's happening in the future. So that's certainly one key area. A second key area would be in the areas of going online. You know, the newer applications on the market have some fully integrated options for not only just getting online and having a web store, but managing your website from within the application itself, which really delivers the power of the Internet down to the fingertips of the people who actually run the business to be able to change their website and manage it in a simple way.
Now, and so this includes the customer relationship management, the accounting, the general ledger. What are some other questions that somebody should ask if they were interviewing your company or one of your competitors? What would be questions you'd want them to ask? You'd expect them to ask.
Well, you know, the first thing would be, you know, looking from an IT infrastructure perspective, you really want something that's not only going to solve your needs today, but you know, something that's going to be able to solve your needs in the future. The problem is, you know, many of us know what happens in our business today, but a year from now or five years from now, we may have no idea, because the market changes, our distribution channel may change, the type of inventory we carry may change. You need an application that's really going to be flexible.
And not only one that will grow as you can best you can see at the moment, but also one that can scale to in the future to take care of things that maybe you didn't anticipate.
Absolutely right. You want to make sure that it's based upon, you know, industry-proven technologies and databases and so forth that you can see will scale with your business. But also, you want to pick an application that's going to provide you with a way to be flexible, yet at the same time be upgrade-proof, so that your customizations or the tweaking that you do to your application to make it custom fit your business aren't lost with a future upgrade going forward.
Now, there are two kinds of software application availability out there. That one of them is what they call cloud computing. Sometimes it's called, you know, where you're it's a hosted system where the power resides on the software provider's servers, and you just use the application as you need it, the way we would use, you know, any online application. And the other is the kind that is actually resides on your own, you know, in your own facility. Now, yours is the second, right?
Ours actually is both. And, you know, the interesting thing about the way we approach business is, you know, if you're working with a company who's got software as a service or in the cloud, as you call it, the reality is it may be tough to extricate that data if you ever need to do something different in the future.
Right.
Our application actually runs from your desktop, but it can run either on your network, so connecting computers together in your business, or it can run over the Internet. It's called web services, but it can run over the Internet.
Like if you have multiple locations.
You bet. Your database could be across the world.
Very interesting.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So there are advantages to going both ways.
Give me an idea of what it would cost. Well, give me just a rough idea. Just pick a scenario quickly and give me an idea of what it would cost to do business with your company.
Sure. So, you know, if you're a small business, and let's say you have the ability, or you're selling products, you want to get online.
Yeah.
So you want to have an e-commerce site, and say you've just got a three-user system.
Yeah.
You could get in for as little as $5,000 to $6,000.
Yeah. Yeah. Folks, check these things out. This is the future of small business efficiencies. Hey, Michael, thanks for being here. Good job today.
All right. Thank you much, Jim.
Michael Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, with Enterprise Software Solutions. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Every time that you want to.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.